So the sign of the times are that we're starting to talk to each other like we do in our text messages. I don't know. I'm not one that text messages. I tried one time, and I got $3 signs, a question mark, and a Q, and couldn't figure it out. But there's a AP story out of New York that goes like this. ILY, Susan Massard's 16-year-old daughter, often calls out over her shoulder as she leaves the house. Sure, actual words would be better, but Mom knows not to complain. A mother of teenagers is pathetically grateful for an I love you no matter what form it takes, she observes. Then there are the various forms of LOL that the teen uses in regular parlance. It becomes a conjugable verb, and now, of course, there's the saltier acronym used by her son, WTF Mom. But before you judge, note that the former VP candidate Sarah Palin just used one in an interview, and CNN Anderson Cooper used it on a show the other night. Acronyms have been around for years, says the article, but with the advent of text and Twitter language, it certainly feels like we're speaking in groups of capital letters a lot more than we are just normal speaking. And it intrigues linguists and other language aficionados, even though they tell you they have no absolute concrete research on it. It's fascinating, says Scott Kessling, a social linguist and professor at the University of Pittsburgh. What's interesting to me as a linguist is to figure out which words get picked up and why. What makes it OMG and WTF and LOL so useful is that they spread from written form to the spoken form. I don't know about anything like that, but OMG and WTF and all that, if you have a conversation with me, I'm not going to figure out what the H-E-L-L you're talking about anyway. But I guess it's a sign of the times, so when you hear me talking like that, make sure you don't R-O-T-F-L. And I think I got that right. And give me a chance to try and figure out half this stuff, because texting and your humble correspondent here don't get along that well. So, LOL, have a nice day. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.